Before it was lonely, a dark area that it's pretty much like having no life basically. But once time progressed and I got to meet people, and the people, some people did not accept for who I am, but for the people who accepted for who I am, got to be good friends with me. And I still get to hear from some of them to this day.
Now, at what age did you feel like things were starting to turn around for you?
In what way?
Well, you said it used to be dark and lonely, and then it got better. Like when?
Well, I remember from when I was at the high school and they put limitations on me for things that are normal in social life. Like they told me not to like congregate with some people, and I was like, "What the heck for?" And just because of that, all the people that I used to socialize with, some of the people who were what you'd say would be acquaintances, and those acquaintances disappeared, and I couldn't find them anymore, and I was in a deep depression. I was feeling like, what have they done to me?
Yeah, we worked very, very hard with the middle school to build a social skills group. At first, they were a little hesitant of the idea of it. We basically went in and talked to the students that were on his team and explained to them what autism was. It's nothing to be frightened of. It's a different learning style. It's a different brainwave pattern. We tried to make it sense to the kids on what autism was, and that sometimes Curtis needed help being told what's appropriate and what's not appropriate for his peers. And the best people to have help him would be his peers. So we worked with the guidance counselors and with his team to build social skills groups where they had lunch buddies. And we had kids who signed up to mentor and do lunch programming. The school did not think the parents were going to sign off and think this was a good thing, because we had to get parental permission because they were being pulled from a lunch to have lunch in a small group. And of the 100 so kids in his team, we had over 80 parents sign. And it made it so that almost every child who was coded was able to do lunch buddies. And he was actually able to build his first resemblance of friendships. They had a guidance counselor or a teacher who would volunteer, and they would talk about a movie that was out. Curtis, how do you feel about that? What would you do? And we worked with him on how to ask appropriate questions so that he could understand what the give and take of conversations were. That what may be common sense to some people, Curtis had to learn those aspects of social life. And in those smaller groups, it's healthier for him to learn to do that, because if he made a mistake, there were peers who understood to help him and say, "Curtis, that's not cool to do that. Do it this way." And he actually had his friends helping him. And a lot of his friends that he started out doing that are now going to school for education. So it's brilliant to see it help them become who they are as well. When we got to the high school, it stopped. They refused to do it.
Yeah, it's like pretty much all the things that they agreed for the IEP, they ignored.
They had their guidelines and their laws and whatever it was, it stopped. And it was very, very difficult for Curtis, because he was in classes that were college prep to special education leveled, and he wasn't getting the social interaction he was used to from typical peers. And that's where he needs to be. He needs to have somebody raise the bar for him and not have him be the highest functioning kid in a room. It's been very hard for him, and it's still difficult for him to this day. He gets very angry about it. He holds a lot of resentment about it.
And there are at times, very often, that I just want to get out of that school because of how terrible they've been treating me. And it's like, if I get to have my kids, it's like I don't want them to go into school from the way that they treat people badly.
They were doing what they could do, which wasn't enough for you.
Yeah. it wasn't enough, not just for me, but for you, for Dad, for people, all the people in our family.
It's not good, it's not bad, it's different. That's the way we have to look at that. And we made sure you had your karate. We made sure that you had your social skills outside of the school. You've had ABA therapy, and you had working with Josh and other respite providers to try and make up for that, right?
Correct.
Because when you can't find something one place, you look for it someplace else.